This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
To Black Monday here. Kevin Stefanski gone. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? More reaction on this coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We also have to get to Myles Garrett's big day and the payoff we've been waiting for. And what an absolute clown-ass organization the Bengals are. But let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
All right, as we've been talking about all show long, Black Monday, as of right now, 4 coaches have gotten got in the last 24 hours. Raheem Morris in Atlanta, Stefanski here in Cleveland, Jonathan Gannon in Arizona, and then Pete Carroll in Vegas. I will ask you,
yeah,
which of those coaches do you think maybe has the best case that they shouldn't have been fired?
Well, every one of them deserves in some degree. I think Raheem Morris got a raw deal in many respects.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the Falcons are setting up there. I really don't. I don't know what their end game is. But even by Falcon standards, this one was pretty quick.
Yeah, 8-9 the last 2 seasons. He'd only been the head coach for 2 years. I'm not saying that, like, between the Penix thing and the Cousins thing, that got weird real quick. I get that. I don't think he was as fireable as Arthur Smith, right?
No.
Like 8-9 in back. I almost don't know if 8-9 is the lowest you've gone in a certain context, depending. I almost don't know you should be able to be fired.
Do you see that weird video of him too after the press conference going up and like hugging Arthur Blank?
Yeah.
And like everyone in that little section, and it was like they knew they were gonna fire him. It's a cold world.
It's a bit of an ass out hug. I understand why Arthur made the move.
It's a cold world.
You've worked together for 2 years, you've known each other for over a decade. You can't pull those hips in? Come on now.
That one surprised me, honestly. When I got the report last night, that one did surprise me. I didn't think that was gonna happen.
I struggle with the Carroll one only because you knew he was old when you hired him. And I think now it's fair to say, I think they forced Chip Kelly on him. There's something about that marriage that felt like they were trying to do too many things at once. I don't think Pete Carroll is why that thing failed.
No, but the cool thing about it is that for Pete Carroll, at least, they didn't cause much of a commotion across the NFL this year or anything like that. And so this is not going to diminish anything that he's already accomplished. And no one's going to remember this 10 years from now.
And it might have gotten Max Crosby traded.
We'll see what Kevin Stefanski has to say about that.
Look at that. You really think he's going there?
I'm convinced. Yeah, I'm convinced.
I
think it's a perfect landing spot for him.
Yeah, but it's Vegas. It's the only organization that...
He's the one coach that could handle Vegas. He's not going out to the slots and painting the town red and doing all this other stuff. Yeah, he's deep in the playbook.
He's got Tom Brady and Tom Brady's boy, John Spytek. And that weird
commotion. There's commotion everywhere. There's always gonna, and with the Raiders, there's always gonna be commotion, and it might always fail because of that commotion.
It's just because of Mendoza,
between Stefanski,
right?
And of course, between Stefanski and Mendoza, that's like the calming presence that just brings everything out. It's basically what the Browns wanted if Baker Mayfield was a choir boy.
Get ready for missionary Mondays in Las Vegas.
Now, here's the funny thing about it, though, is that if he turns Mendoza into a check down Charlie, and then all of a sudden, 2 years in, people are like, oh no. Oh, no, this isn't the guy we signed. His game is as conservative as he is right now. Like, what's going on?
I just need you to throw to the line of scrimmage. That's what I want of every quarterback. Here's the problem. It's not just Kevin. Every QB now. Hey, if you have nothing, throw to the line of scrimmage. I saw so many checkdowns. And, like, not good checkdowns. Oh, hey, there's a guy in the flat 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Yeah, throw to him. Fire yourself into a freaking cannon, football coaches.
Omaha!
I'm a football guy. That's what I do.
I get it. All right, CBS's Matt Ryan.
Kasumsenka.
It's funny calling him CBS's Matt Ryan. He is expected to be hired as the Falcons' president of football operations. And so he's going to oversee the general manager that's going to be hired and the team president. According to Arthur Blank, the final say will all fall at the feet of Matt Ryan, who has never done any of this before and is basically just a good ambassador for Falcons football. Is this a good idea by Arthur Blank?
Well, I looked at what Tom Brady's done in Vegas and thought,
what it was?
Give me some.
But you don't get to own any of the team, but we'll just give you the most powerful position we have while giving you, quote-unquote, final say in all of it.
I almost feel bad for old man Arthur, and then I realize he's a billionaire and he's going to be fine and he's lived a wonderful life. No, this is galactically stupid. I'm not saying it won't work out because you never know, but like you're looking for like, is there a salient plan here? I'm going to have two different search firms run the head coach and the GM search, and then Matt Ryan's going to pick both of them. That all this feels pretty dumb to
me. Well, but again, then the people that they hire, though, are all going to report up to Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan's going to have the final say in all of this, according to what Arthur Blank put out in a statement. So, like,
he's a borderline Hall of Famer in the NFL. That makes you...
Won a league MVP. Got you to the Super Bowl to blow a 28-3 lead. Like, he did some things.
If he's a Hall of Famer...
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Cancel the Hall of Fame.
But it is interesting.
You can't even have a Hall of Famer. You don't have Jim Kelly. You don't have Troy Aikman. Oof. With the Dolphins thing, that's a weird thing.
It's fine. Whatever gets Matt Ryan off my TV. I didn't particularly care for his halftime reports, although he fit more halftime reports than anything else he was trying to do there.
Right, then I'll ask you, why couldn't we have done this with Tom Brady?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
That would have been nice. Been real nice.
People really like Brady right now.
Omaha!
It's because they thought he was barely. He could barely speak.
He's at a turn for people.
It's the weirdest thing. He's still bad. The Falcons beat the Saints yesterday, giving the 8-9 Carolina Panthers the NFC South in the number 4 seed. They host the Rams this Saturday in the dreaded 4:30 Saturday game. The one really is not a lot of people are going to watch. Should a team with a 500 record be in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. I think part of the idea is that so what's tough about this convo is that in most years when you have something like this, not most years, we've only seen it a couple years ago with the AFC North.
It's about 3 times now.
And then the other time was like 1935 or something insane. But like,
I was there.
At least when it happened in the AFC North a few years back when the Browns went 11-5 and had the season with Flacco, you looked and you're like, oh, there's Burrow, there's Lamar, it's the Steelers and Tomlin. Like, this is just good teams beating up on good teams is all this ends up being, right? But ultimately, you win your division, you get in. But this division isn't very good, and that's what makes us hard.
I've arrived at this conclusion. 8-9 teams shouldn't be in the playoffs, and I hate to do it because it's my boys in Carolina, and I know they're going to have a great week there right before Carolina gets bounced out because that's not a good football team. I think...
Well, you want to get rid of division championships then?
Or division titles? I think division titles should matter unless you're below 500. I think that should be... And then, and in fairness... If the 8 seed is also 8-9, the division guy gets in, but he's a 7 seed.
No, so in this scenario,
if there's a 9-8 team, there's your 8 seed, that guy should get in because you won more than you lost.
So in this scenario, if the Ravens would have won yesterday, for instance, then the Ravens and the Steelers both would be in because they're both above 500. Wrong conference. Turn this completely around. I was trying to find a way to put them both in.
You galaxy
brain. I know. I was trying to find a way to put them both in after my burger bet that I lost.
But no.
Just failed miserably.
So listen, it is completely conditional, right? It only happens in this extremely unique situation.
Yeah.
Which is it matters. The divisional championship matters until it doesn't. The two things that have to happen is,
okay,
a division champion has to be below 500.
We have 8 teams that are above 500 in the NFC.
Yep. So who would be the...
So it would be the Lions or the Lions or the Vikings?
I'll allow it. I'd rather watch the Lions. The Lions would have a better chance at winning a playoff game than this Panthers team. They're straight booty cheeks. Honestly, they're lucky to be an 8-9 team because they played a last place schedule. I watched them this weekend and I thought...
Yeah, Vikings suck though.
If I'm a Panthers fan, do I want to watch this in the playoffs? The Rams are going to roll.
You do.
Them.
Of course they are. But like, this is a. I don't need to see Bryce Young and my wife ever again. I mean, that's just not enjoyable football.
He's not good at football.
No, it's just not enjoyable.
He tries.
Let's go to the college.
God bless him, he tries.
Let's go to the college ranks. The portal was very, very active. Kirk Cignetti and company have landed Josh Hoover.
Look at that.
The Big Furry has landed in Indiana. And
Cignetti snaked my furry.
Yeah, yes, he did. He got 6 transfers so far, by the way, and a lot of talent here. Cignetti and co, they're here to stay. But Josh Hoover to Indiana. Let's make him a thing.
Sorsby, who I think is also somebody on the quarterback Deadpool right
Texas
now.
Texas
Tech.
They
put
a billboard up in Times Square congratulating him, which is a weird thing to do.
By the way, that's when you got money, when you got that Times Square money.
Texas Tech, man.
So Sorsby's the number one quarterback. Sam Levitt, it goes to Kentucky. I don't know. It was the weirdest
thing. Sam Levitt got paid like $7 million, what they said.
The good thing about Texas Tech is it's emboldened every billionaire weird knob to do what you and I would do if we were billionaires, which is for at least one season. I would take my monies. I would go to Eddie George and say, I'm going to give you $40 million. I want to be in the playoffs next year.
I know, but then you spend it on like Sorsby, and then Sorsby gets you nowhere at the end of the day.
Well, not with that attitude.
I know. Well, think about it.
By the way, I wouldn't stop there. After 1 year with Eddie, because I'm a BG guy first and foremost, then I'd move to the Akron Zips for 1 year.
Let's talk about it.
Then I'd go to Kent State for a year, and then I'd stop because that's $120 million.
I dismantled the furry convo within an hour of us having the furry convo because it was a Google reversed image and a quick find out that he's never been to a furry convention.
I don't believe in that voodoo.
He's never been to a furry convention. It was a made-up college football Reddit board that then spread like wildfire.
Is it because he's a furry.
Is it on Cignetti? Google me Cignetti to make sure that nobody Googles and finds out Josh Hoover actually went to furry
this
conventions.
Is his, this
like,
is,
how do we stamp this down?
This is him prolonging the bit. Google me, but not the quarterback. That simple. It's kind of like it's almost like a throwaway line. Like he's like leaning against it.
If somebody started a furry rumor about you, how would you dispel it as quickly as possible?
I wouldn't care.
Oh, come on.
I wouldn't
care at all. Jack, you don't believe that at all. Look at you, Jack.
You would be furious.
I look like a bear. What are you talking about? I look like a guy that is just hair.
It doesn't mean you want to invite furry convos about yourself if you're not an actual furry.
Why would I care?
It's a little weird. It's more than a little weird.
So?
It's a little weird. Probably don't want that association unless you're actually participating, and then you do you. We don't kink shame around here.
I honestly wouldn't care at all. There is no proclivity.
All right, maybe not you right now, but you as Indiana quarterback, you wouldn't care at all?
No, because I'd be too busy getting boy band you know what.
Yeah, all the furry jokes that are happening all around.
That's fine. It's not going to stop that train from rolling down the tracks with whatever co-ed you want.
It might.
It's really not.
It might. Maybe not at Indiana.
If anything, they're just going to show up at your door all furried up, right?
You're like, not again. I didn't ask for this.
Hi, Josh.
All right,
I'm a panda. I'm horny. 216-474-0092.
Some sorority devising now, a plan. How do we get Josh Hoover?
Put together. I know Jim in Strongsville is good with Adobe Photoshop or some
he's trying.
Such.
He's definitely trying.
Go ahead and Google me as a furry. I Google me. That's not great. Mm-hmm. I sound old. Go ahead and Photoshop me as a furry.
Next photo you put out, I'm telling AI to dress you as a furry in a bikini.
Well, that's ridiculous. You can't be a furry in a bikini. Because the suit is your suit.
I was thinking.
You can't have a swimsuit over it.
I was thinking head and then bikini. I didn't know. I'm just going to get somebody with that
you
with AI.
You really thought about
I'm gonna
that.
I'm going to get somebody. Not really. It was
the
all
level
in the moment.
Of detail
it was
that
all,
you thought.
It was all in the moment.
Sounds like.
I'm going to get somebody with
somebody's
that.
Somebody's telling them
I'm waiting for you to put out a photo on AI.
Memorable,
I'm going to have Grok right on that.
The memorable Myles Garrett moment over the weekend. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.